Oh, the song, the song. When a fire starts to burn, there's a lesson you must learn. Something, something, then you'll see. You'll avoid catastrophe.
Oh! 6:25, Wake Up Kenosha. Bill and Pete, as we get ready to jump on.
Fire truck, I want to ride on a fire truck.
From Kenosha Fire Safety and Prevention Division Chief Guy Santelli. How are you, Guy?
Good morning, Bill. Pete, how are you guys this morning?
Doing well. Getting ready for Christmas. I got to tell you, my neighbor just built a big thing to store firewood across the hill from our house. He's quite handy, and he stocked it up on firewood, and he offered us some firewood, which led me to think, you know, it's holiday time. A lot of people with home and hearth may want to start up that hearth. So I thought maybe a quick discussion on a little fireplace safety might be good for the holiday time, Guy Santelli.
Yeah, we can talk a little bit. We reviewed this about 4 or 5 weeks ago, but I think it's a good topic for the holidays. Is I think the best thing to do is make sure your chimney's clean. Dry wood, it doesn't really start on fire by itself. It needs some type of heat source. It's dry firewood is pretty safe unless it's next to a heat source. I think the biggest thing that we got to be concerned about is cleaning our fireplaces. And, Bill, you and I have talked about, trying to find a chimney sweep is not the easiest thing to do anymore, but
it's not a fast track career for a lot of guys, apparently, or gals. So they're kind of difficult to find, but they're out there somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, that creosote builds up, and you do have to have them come in and scrape the walls of the chimney and scrape your flues. We talked about using those, those logs that burn.
Yeah, you see these on television a lot, and supposedly this thing, you put it in the fireplace, light it up, and it's going to solve all your problems, Guy.
Yeah, how it works is it's a log that gets super hot, but that heat only goes so high up into your flue because it only lasts so long. And when a fire burns for a long time most of the time in your fireplace, and that heat goes up, and it's leaving creosote all the way to the top of the chimney, and you want to make sure that creosote is cleaned out from the top all the way to the bottom. You want to make sure that your flue is in good working condition, and you want to make sure that that opens and closes appropriately. So when you open it, you're creating that draft for the smoke to go out of your house instead of back into your house.
Which would be a bad thing. You don't want that happening.
It would be a bad thing. And then when you're not using it, you want to make sure that flue is closed. So the cold air doesn't come into your house.
Or other things for that matter, too, Guy. We've had some issues with raccoons before, too.
Raccoons, anybody's looking for a warm little hideout in the winter. So we want to make sure that all of those systems and all of those features of the fireplace are working correctly. And really the only place to do that is to make sure that you have a chimney sweep. And unfortunately, we have anywhere from 5 to 10 chimney fires a year, and people, you know, when you ask them, hey, when's the last time your chimney's been cleaned, they can't answer that question because, I needed to clean my chimney. Yeah, you need to clean your chimney.
So, do it. You know, Guy, before we wrap up, the most important reason out of all of them to have a very clean chimney for Christmas is because the jolly old elf wants a clean area to slide down and drop off your presents. You got to make sure Santa's taken care of.
Yes, and one of the biggest ways to dirty and clog your chimney is wrapping paper.
Don't burn it in there.
Don't throw it in there. Do not throw newspaper or wrapping paper because that ink grabs on to the side of the flue and it hardens that creosote even worse.
You've been warned. Guy Santelli, give me the number real quick.
Yeah, if you need to reach us for anything, it's 262-653-4110, or you can catch us on our website at kenosha.org in the fire department page section.